As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making these podcasts for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I'll also cover some slang and some exam English. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. This is a C2 podcast, so I'm going to focus on some advanced vocabulary. Today, I want to talk about language from a music review. You see, Leandra Havas, an artist that I admire, has just released her third album. I've been looking forward to this release, as there aren't many contemporary acts that I really enjoy these days. I'm sure there's a lot of music out there that I would love, but it's getting harder to find as I get older, so today's a special day. Music reviews in magazines are often full of really complex language. Sometimes I'm not sure that many native speakers understand it all. Nevertheless, as this is a C2 podcast, I'm going to take three advanced phrases from music reviews and try to explain them. Phrase number one. Le Havas has a kind of rich musicality and soulfulness that musicians admire. Okay, there are two tricky nouns in this sentence. The first is musicality, which really just means musical talent, but when you read it in a review, it implies that the artist understands music and that the music is a bit complicated. Lots of pop and folk music is pretty simple. There are hundreds of songs you can play on the guitar that only use three chords. Sometimes the rhythms might be a bit unusual and add some musicality, but generally, musicality is reserved for complex compositions. The other noun was soulfulness, which is formed from the adjective soulful. The dictionary definition of soulful is expressing deep emotions, often sadness. However, in a music review, it calls to mind soul music, which is a genre that originated in the African-American community in the USA in the 1950s and 60s. I'm not going to try to define soul music, but just want to point out that when soulful is used in a music review, the connotations with soul music places the artist in a musical tradition that originated in African American music. Phrase number two. Le Havas is more expressive and assured than ever. Expressive in a music review is similar to soulful. It means that the music is effective in showing or conveying emotion. I think it's generally used in the same way as soulful, but perhaps without the idea of sadness or the correlation with soul music. Assured is an interesting adjective. It basically means confident. However, in my mind, it's related to the form of life of the person it describes. So, someone might be assured in their work, but not confident in general. If an artist is assured, the artist appears confident about their artistry. This is quite hard to understand in relation to music. A nervous artist lacks the confidence to take risks, and they will create derivative, boring music. A bold or confident artist may express themselves in unusual ways. They might take risks and create new forms of music. An assured artist is somewhere in between. They will take some risks. Their choices will not be wildly out of the ordinary, but they will not simply play it safe. Number 3. This album is a living piece of vibrant art that remains both personal to the singer-songwriter, yet just as cathartic for the love-struck listener. There are a few things to explain in this extract. A living piece of vibrant art. At the heart of this phrase is a piece of art, which is quite straightforward. Vibrant is interesting because it's more commonly used to talk about colours. If things are bright and colourful, they are vibrant. More generally, it means full of life and energy, so a vibrant piece of music is generally loud and energetic. But a vibrant piece of art means something slightly different. It doesn't just mean loud and energetic. It could mean very expressive or striking. A living piece of art is another complex expression. It doesn't mean the same as lively or vibrant. Instead, it implies that the music is to be played as an accompaniment to your life. Music played in a concert hall is music that you stop and listen to. It's like a painting in a gallery. But music that you hear as you get on with your life is like street art. It's art, but not cold and reserved. The other adjective I want to explain is cathartic. If something is cathartic, it's a psychological release. So, if you're really emotional, it can feel like you're emotionally full. And then, if you cry, you let the emotion out. Crying is cathartic when you are very emotional. If you feel very angry or stressed, doing something physical like going for a run can be cathartic. I find that playing video games can be cathartic when I'm feeling stressed. The review described the album as cathartic for the love-struck listener. If you're love-struck, you are infatuated or somehow trapped in the strong emotions you feel towards another person. This review suggests that listening to this album will help you relieve your love-struck feelings. So, there you have some complex vocabulary related to music reviews. It is really challenging language, so I hope my attempt to explain it makes sense to you. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.